Welcome to the Tim Hill Podcast. If you have the time, you can not only listen to the episodes, but you can also watch all the shows, and you'll find the links in the description below. Thank you. It's me, Horace Podmore, your political commentator. Now, today, we're going to look at public services and reform's approach to it. So, we're going to look at the police and the justice system. So we must adopt a zero tolerance approach to crime and antisocial behaviour. This starts at the ground level. Common sense dictates more police on the streets will help prevent crime and help catch criminals. Does make a lot of sense. Seeing bobbies on the beat, yeah? So, increase police numbers in the community with officers on the beat, engaging with the local people. Ensure there is more visible policing with a focus on combating violent crime, robbery, burglary, rather than enforcing restrictions on free speech or policing tweets. How many times have you heard the old Bill's gone round and nicked somebody for a hurty word they put on Twitter? That's got to stop. They also need to target the county line's drug dealers, gangs, and the growth in knife crime. Knife crime is off the scale at the moment. Last year, I think there was 18 kids under the age of 16 murdered with knives. It's crazy. It's got to stop. And more police on the street will help that. Our police need much better technology to help them when they are on the streets. Some of what they currently use is archaic. This can substantially reduce bureaucracy and paperwork. If they got a modern, up-to-date system where they can do it on the streets, they don't have to nick them and have to take them into the station to process them. Taking a cop off the streets for hours and hours and hours. If they could simplify that system with modern equipment, it will keep police officers on the beat much longer. So reform our courts and our justice system to work faster and smarter. Now, if you get nicked nowadays, you could expect to be waiting 2 or 3 years before you're heard in court. It's crazy. The system is broken. And it needs serious reforming. And the only party that's going to do it is reform. So I'd urge you, go and have a look at reform's website. Go and have a look at their policies. Look who's standing for them. They're planning on putting a candidate in every single constituency in England, Scotland and Wales come the general election. We've got local elections in May. There'll be a lot of reform candidates in your local area. See some common sense. Use a bit of courage. Turn out. Use your vote wisely. Don't believe people when they say, oh, voting for reform's only a vote for Labour. Tell them bollocks. A vote reform is a vote for reform. A vote for Labour is a vote for Labour. And the Conservatives are already lost. So you might as well lend your vote to reform. Anyway, I'll leave you to think on. Till the next one, TTFN. Ta-ta for now.
Welcome to the Tim Hill Podcast. If you have the time, you can not only listen to the episodes, but you can also watch all the shows. And you'll find the links in the description below. Thank you.